Testing 1, 2, 3, testing 1, 2, 3. Let me know if the sound's coming through. I can't unmute the stream. If I do, it will have that issue. I'm not going to change any settings. They are preset, because if I change them, we could have issues again. If there is a buffering issue, you might just have to watch it on replay, because I changed the quality down to 720. And if it's still having that buffering issue, you're just going to have to watch it on restream. All right. Guys in the chat are saying audio is good. Green ticks, thumbs up. I'll crack onto it. Yeah, I can see that buffering issue already. Hopefully it doesn't get any worse, and hopefully it doesn't do the repeat thing. If it does, just let me know in the chat, and we might have to stream another day. I might have to work out how to fix this internet connection. But that's just Australian internet for you. I think we pay $90 a month for internet, and it can't even stream. And I'm in the city, so, and they spend billions on infrastructure. It's just a mess. It's all a mess. They can't keep the system together, basically. You pay more than ever to have less service, but they say we're progressing. So it is what it is. Clown world. All you missed in the last attempt at a stream was I was beginning making a point about getting active, and also a talking point about some things boomers have been saying to me recently. And as I was doing that, I looked in the chat, because I like to keep the chat open for most of the streams. And the chat was just divulging already into a shit fight, a literal shit fight. And I want people to treat... I want people to treat the comments section with the knowledge that I'm reading it, that I'm watching it. And if you can't self-police, I'll just ignore it. And that's not a positive relationship. This is obviously a live stream that's in a semi-open forum format. And the way that people, I don't know what attitude problem it is. I don't know if it needs to be packaged, put in some sort of framework, but there are people that come across and instead of listening to what's being said, they have such a lack of maturity and a lack of self-awareness that they just use your platform to spread absolute nonsense and infighting. And if you behave like that, you're going to be treated as if you are a paid disruptor. Even if you're not, even if you're just an immature retard, you're going to be treated as if you're a paid disruptor. So I'll just give you that warning now. I'm just going to go real heavy on the ban hammer, because it's about culture. And I get asked all the time about gropers, whatever they are. I mean, it's just that disgusting name, why they've named themselves that, I don't know. And I get asked about the Zoomer generation and how they behave so strangely on the internet. And some of them behave strangely in real life. And those are two things that need to be worked on. But how some of them use online as a way of, you know, the rest of us use online more or less as a blow off valve. But the way that the younger, less mature individuals use online, more than just a blow off valve, they use it to have an ulterior personality. And then they wonder why their family or friends don't take them seriously when they say, well, white people are being genocided. Because their online presence, if it ever does get exposed, or if people are aware of it, is that they're just a moron. And this is a very serious situation we're in. I try to find humor where there's humor available. And we have to have a continuance of a good morale, a high morale. And morale is not your happiness, it's your willingness to fight. But you have to find fun and enjoyment in struggle. If it's just all doom and gloom, you're not going to last long. You have to, I think it was George Lincoln Rockwell that said, the purpose of life is to find something worth struggling for or fighting for, and to enjoy that struggle. So there is an inner peace from finding your purpose and your destiny and working towards it. So the next subject was about I have had a lot of family friends and a lot of people. I might just mute the chat for now. I'll look at it later. But again, people just don't get it. Everyone just wants their little. Anyway, I've had a lot of family, friends, friends of family, friends that and their family, just all sorts of associates and contacts over the last month, contact me or reach out or through the grapevine, let me know that that they support 90% of what we're doing. And they obviously saw what happened with the Destroy Pedo Freaks rally in the city recently, and the Roman salutes or Aryan salutes or Nazi salutes, whatever you want to call it, Roman salutes at Parliament House. And it made international news, but especially national news. And they've reached out and said, we support 90% of what you do, but we just can't get on board with that 10%. And do you know how much support you would have? You would have so much support if you didn't do that last 10%, that Nazi stuff, that Hitler stuff. What's with the Hitler stuff? And I've heard this many, many times recently. And I want to remind everyone that not that long ago, we didn't do the Hitler stuff. We didn't do it. And nobody supported us. And I've actually got a better comment to make. And it's not about hot takes, but I want to clarify something in those statements that everyone says, oh, you would get so much more support. Oh, we support you. No, you don't. No, this is what people don't understand. This is one of the most serious issues with the masses, is that they don't support us. They don't support you. They agree with you. They don't support you, and there's a difference. And they don't know that because they're so immature, politically immature, that they think agreeing with someone is supporting them because they're women and cowards. And women and cowards don't understand that politics is power. Politics is power. So often we get into semantics about, well, what is politics and what is metapolitics? Okay, so if we want to break those two down, we've got a political system of power, and we have, and that's a system of legal and the informational, you know, when it comes to the media, the way media impacts politics, but primarily the political apparatus being the voting, the democratic voting scheme, and the political parties and the layers of government. Now, when we talk about metapolitical, we're talking about things that more or less indirectly affect that process. And so people will say that they agree, sorry, that they support us, that, or they support 90%, but they actually support 0%. They do absolutely nothing. Wishes, good wishes and good prayers are for old women. It achieves nothing. It does nothing. And I know that will offend people, and I hope it does, because we are in this mess because it's just all thoughts and prayers. And what we need is men of action that actually support what we're doing. Or if they don't, if they only support 90%, if they don't support 100%, and if you have to support someone, if you have to support someone or agree with someone 100% in order to support them, you're never gonna do anything. You're never gonna do anything. Because life is, there are huge elements of compromise in life, huge elements of it. And you can support something that you're in a slight compromise of. You don't have to agree 100% with the most pragmatic, practical, and realistic solution to the problem. You're never going to agree 100% on anything. And if you would rather your society be taken over by non-whites and by the pedophile elite and by literally a homosexual mafia, if you would rather them take over your society than honest, upright, noble white men that want to protect your children from these people, that want to protect your jobs from these people, that want to protect your livelihood, that don't want you to be a victim of these people, and you won't support them because of 10% of what they do. And so it's this absolutely bizarre situation where you more or less disagree with 100% of what they are about. And you agree with 90% of what we're about, but you won't support us because of the 10% that you can't get on board with? So who are you waiting for? Who is this magical person that's going to come along and solve the problem 100% of the way that you would like? I'll tell you who that person is. It's you. It's you. There's nobody else. It's you. You have to become sovereign. You have to lift yourself up. And you have to start associating with people that you are most closely networked with, most closely aligned with, most closely in agreement with. This is a cooperative. And when you build a cooperative, when you build an organization and it's organized and you set out what your values are, you can then start working out what other cooperatives and organizations you can align yourself with in a binary. And what I mean by that is, are they for or against the overall of what you want? You know, at this stage, you're either a Nazi or a pedophile, and that is becoming more obvious by the day. And so you're going to be called, if you're on our side of the fence, if you're moving towards securing the existence of white people, it doesn't matter whether you're a National Socialist, whether you're a fascist, a third positionist, a white identitarian Christian, a white identitarian, a pro-white, it doesn't matter how you describe yourself, the reality is that you are within the broad spectrum of what is being regarded as an extremist and a Nazi. And so if you are going to more or less alienate and isolate the other people in your camp, that's why we're in the situation where we're in, where we don't have any political power, any mainstream political power. That's why we don't have any political power. That's why nobody represents us. That's why there's not a single politician that I can think of, at least in Western Europe and its colonies, United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, that there's not a single politician that I can think of that advocates for white people. If you can name one, put it in the chat. I'm not checking the chat at the moment because I can guarantee it's 80% garbage, but put it in the chat and I'll look into it when I go through the comments later. But I haven't seen one. I haven't seen a single one. And the reason why is they'll get asphyxiated. They won't last very long. We had someone here in Australia called Fraser Anning, and everyone agreed with him. Everyone agreed. I didn't come across a single white Australian that didn't agree with him. Obviously, I don't associate with homosexuals and anti-whites and freaks, but you know, just normal everyday people that I'd come across, they agreed with everything that he said because he did what I'm doing minus the Hitler stuff. He did what I'm doing minus the Hitler stuff. And even back then when he was in Parliament, we didn't do the Hitler stuff. And he put out memes and he put out infographs and he put out all the same content we're putting on Telegram now, and Western Chauvinist and Thultide and all these other people that are putting out good stuff on Telegram. He put this stuff on Facebook back in the day and would get tens of thousands of views, hundreds of thousands of views, maybe even more. And he would put up things like Australia 1977, 98% white, 2017, 72% white. It's actually a lot less than that, but that's just what the lies of the demographics statistics say. And he would put things up like that, saying we're being replaced, white people are being replaced, we need to start uniting, and we need to stop this more or less as a cold genocide. And you know what happened to him? He got so much support, so many people agreed with him, but did he get reelected? No, he didn't. So there's a difference between agreeance and support. And I don't need people to agree with me. It gets us nowhere. People agreeing with us are thoughts and prayers. They're meaningless, absolutely meaningless. And what we need are people that will go down and start building parallel power. And that is true politics. So we've got political activity, which we are more or less barred from. We are barred from mainstream politics because we don't control the banks, we don't control the media, and that is, at the end of the day, what controls the political system. You have to have backing from the media, and you have to have backing from the Jewish financial system. And nobody that doesn't have... anybody that is trying to go in there grassroots without that backing is going to get ignored, slandered, destroyed, or all of the above. And what I have outlined, meta-political strategy to impact politics. I have outlined meta-political strategy. And What we need are people that support that actively or inactively. What that looks like, active support of what we're doing, is getting involved in our in real life community. And we have at a minimum, we have a representative in every state. We have multiple representatives rurally within every state or most states. And on top of that, we have active clubs in every city. So we have that catchment pool for you to get involved. You're not going to be alone unless you're rural and it's an area that we don't have at least one other guy in that exact spot. We would most likely have it within that region because we've built a really large, a widespread network. I wouldn't say it's large because there's a lot of work to do. But if you get involved in that, we're one step closer to the solution. And this is the difference between the average Democrat and the average person that understands power. When I say Democrat, I don't mean Republican Democrats like the Americans. I mean democracy supporter, average democracy enthusiast versus whatever you want to call yourself. I'm hoping that you understand the difference between these two people. That a democracy enthusiast is someone that is at their core politically useless, meaning they have no power. They have no power, no interest in power. They don't understand how power works. They don't understand how the society around them is crumbling. Well, I'll explain it to you. It's because our enemies have power. Our enemies, those that hate God, they hate white people, they hate the family, they even hate the notion of male and female. So it's an outwardly, openly demonic force. It's pure evil. It has somehow spawned out of, probably not the ether, but spawned out of the center of the earth, and it has occupied people through greed, sloth, gluttony, everything else. It has occupied people and has demented them and turned them into these Marxists, capitalists, all these disgusting people that would see the destruction of beauty, strength, health, honor, truth, all of this in the name of their fake virtue. The fake virtue of putting ugliness over beauty, putting refugees over white middle class people, putting weakness over strength. All in these fake inverse virtues. And we can sit and complain about it, but the solution to the problem is not to find somebody on the internet that you agree with. It's not to find someone within the political spectrum that you agree with. It's not to find a political party to agree with, and then once every 4 years or once every 3 years, you tick a box. You go line up and you go tick a box. Oh, I agree with this guy. Somebody else will solve my problems. And that's why we're in this mess, because our enemies were not inactive participants. They were not agreeable. They started making the changes that they wanted to see. They usurped power. They were subversive. They got into institutions of control. And the first two institutions they got in control of was banking and media, banking and the press, banking and the theater. So they controlled money and culture. Next was education. And now, because they have such a strong control over these things, it bleeds through everything. And there are people that are very hopeful, and as long as they have fire in their belly, that's awesome, that think that we can unsubvert these institutions, that we can unsubvert these subverted and poisoned institutions. And good luck to them. I hope that they're right. I am not investing too much energy in that, because that requires, in my opinion, it requires the same sort of conviction in the same sort of cadre of people, equal, you know, an equal opposite amount of strength and conviction to one's values. And I do not see that in the academic right the way I see that in the academic left. I do not see that in the cultural right the way I see that in the cultural left. If we want to use that left-right dichotomy. I know it is a false dichotomy, but anti-white versus pro-white. There's a lot of philosophers over the last 20, 30 years that have noticed the issues with the conservative slash right-wing slash pro-white people. what their core issue is and why they can't obtain political power within this current paradigm. And I would argue that it's individualism. I would argue the one thing that, because we're all of our values are superior. All of our values, except one. Collectivism. I'll say that again. I'll pause. I'll let that sink in. All of our values are superior, except one. Collectivism. Because that's a dirty word. Because that's Marxism, according to the morons on especially on Gab. Gab is much worse than Telegram. Telegram, most people are pretty red put on what NatSoc means. Right? They understand it's the folkish community. Right? Socialism is only a dirty word when it's Marxist socialism, because the goal is communism. And so they're only collectivizing to destroy white people, which is communism. It's where evil, ugly, disgusting people rule over you and destroy your family. Because they hate God, they hate beauty, they hate strength and honor. And so they use their version of socialism as a pathway towards that. But the concept of being pro-social, all right, which we could call an ism, let's avoid that for the purpose of the people that are beginners to the conversation. The purpose of being pro-social is understanding that we can't get anywhere as individuals. And so the individual is the building block. We're not Marxists, all right? We are that third position. And I know, again, some people don't like that term either. But if we've got capitalism and communism, capitalism at its core is inherently tied to liberalism and its individual mindset, individual profit. As long as I'm left alone, as long as I can make money, I don't care. All right? As long as the government lets me make money, I don't care. Then you've got communism, which is the opposite, which is envy, jealousy, spite, greed, delusion. And that's what communism is. And communism breeds, of course, out of a people that have been more or less taken advantage of / their spiteful mutants. Okay, so it's a slave morality, it's a slave caste, it's a slave rebellion. Okay, it's a slave rebellion of saying, kill the rich, eat the rich, and distribute the wealth. Okay, now there is an alternative to these viewpoints. The problem is, and this is what I was articulating on Telegram today, the problem is that I don't think, I'll word this slightly differently. There's a great slogan that Weimar conditions require Weimar solutions. That the solution, the answer to 2033 is 1933. Absolutely. There's one problem. Oh, there's multiple problems, but we're going back to that major one with what the right-wing people, conservative people, is that they don't understand that our enemies have succeeded despite being inferior because they stick together. They show solidarity, they show unity, and they understand in-group, out-group. Anyone that's not in their in-group is a Nazi. So they've got their in-group, they've got a set of values, and if you're even just one degree of separation from their set of values, you're a Nazi. So they've got a very clever way